Welcome to today's Mishnah Yomi. Today is Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph, and Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. First chapter, last Mishnah, Mishnah 11, and second chapter, chapter 1. So the Mishnah says as follows, in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph, Ein bein Shiloh v'Yerushalayim. There is no distinction between Shiloh and Yerushalayim. So remember again, Shiloh is the Mishkan. The Mishkan was in Shiloh for 369 years. So what the Mishnah is saying is like this, there is no difference. In other words, in most respects, Shiloh, Mishkan, is the same thing as Yerushalayim, as the Beis HaMikdash, with a couple of notable exceptions. Ella, Shebeshila Ochlin Kachim Kalim Umay Sesheni B'chala Roa. In Shiloh, you're permitted to go ahead and eat Kachim Kalim. So Kachim Kalim, remember again, refers to carbonos, we'll call it of lesser sanctity, and Maiser Sheni. Maiser Sheni represents the tithe that the farmer is obligated to take, but unlike the other tithes, which you have to give away to the poor or those in need, or Kohanim and Levim, this tithe, Maiser Sheni, the farmer himself is permitted to keep. Just the obligation is to bring it up to Yerushalayim, or when the Mishkan was in Shiloh, to bring it into Shiloh. So the difference over here between Yerushalayim and Shiloh is as follows, that by Kachim Kalim and Maiser Sheni, when it came to Shiloh, you had to eat it in what we'll call it ocular proximity to Shiloh. In other words, you can eat it wherever you want as long as Shiloh was within sight, as long as you could see the Mishkan from wherever you were situated. But in Yerushalayim, you had to be within the walls of Yerushalayim, within the city walls of Yerushalayim. But both in Shiloh, as well as in the Beis HaMikdash Yerushalayim, the Kachim Kadoshim, which means again, carbonos of greater sanctity, had to be eaten within the actual courtyard. It literally means within the curtains, but it means within the courtyard of the Mishkan and within the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Kedushas Shiloh, Yesh Achara Heter, or Kedushas Yerushalayim, Ein Achara Heter. So this goes back to yesterday's Mishnah Yomi, that the Kedusha of Shiloh is such that when the Mishkan was no longer in Shiloh, or again, unfortunately, when it was destroyed, when the Mishkan was no longer in Shiloh, so Bamos Kitanos, private Bamos, private altars, once again become Mutter. But Yerushalayim is different. Once the Beis HaMikdash stood in Yerushalayim, even once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, all private Bamos become Aser forever. Good, so two interesting distinctions between Shiloh and Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah goes on. So that concludes Perek Aleph. We now continue again with Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. So now, interesting enough, in the second chapter, we're going to get into some of the halachos concerning the reading of the Megillah. So the Mishnah says as follows, HaKoreis HaMegillah LeMafreya. Now, literally, Mafreya means retroactively, but what it means in this context is if one reads the Megillah out of order. So what's happening over here is, for example, let's say I read chapter 3 before chapter 1. You're literally reading the chapters out of order, lo yotza. Ultimately, again, one is not yotze, which of course makes sense because the whole idea of the Megillah is presumi nisa, is to publicize the miracle of the salvation of Purim. Obviously, one is only publicizing the salvation if halacha lemaisa, the story makes sense and is coherent. But if the story is out of order and non-coherent, then one does not fulfill persume nisa. Kara alpeh, if a person read the Megillah by heart, or for that matter again, kara targum b'chol lashon lo yatzo. Or if you read it, now here's what's interesting, kara targum b'chol lashon means if you read it, kara targum means you read in Aramaic, or in any other language. Now, the Gemara explains that we're talking about a case over here where you're reading in Aramaic or in another language and you don't understand these other languages. You don't understand these languages. What's the halacha? Lo yatza. You are not yotze the halacha. Again, so the idea being, the whole reason I'm reading the Megillah is persumi nisa, to remember the miracle. Obviously, I only remember the miracle if I understand the language that I'm reading. Now, the exception to this is, well, before we get to the exception, I'll korin osa lalo zos balaz. Now, here's what's interesting. You're allowed to read the Megillah in a different language. That's okay. The idea is it has to be a language that you're understanding. So in other words, The Megillah doesn't have to be read in Hebrew. You could read it in a different language as long as you speak and you understand that particular language. V'haloes sheshama ashuris yatsa. So here's what's interesting. Up until this last phrase in the Mishnah, so the Mishnah seems to be operating with an idea that you could read the Mishnah in any language you want as long as there's a language you understand. And by extension, if you therefore read a Mishnah, if you therefore read the Megillah in a language you don't understand, you're not Yotze. There is one exception to this rule, and that is if you read the Megillah in Hebrew and you don't understand it, but you don't understand it, then halacha lemaisa, you are Yotze. You are Yotze. So this, of course, again, you'll say, but it's not persumini. So how could you be Yotze if you don't understand what it is that you're reading? So again, Lashon HaKodesh is Lashon HaKodesh. You know, I think that the svara would be that every Jew understands Hebrew. Sometimes there are Jews who understand Hebrew, you know, with their mind, and there are Jews who maybe don't understand it with their mind, but they understand it with their heart. So the Mishnah therefore says that Allah Chalamayis, if you read the Megillah in what we call, right, Ashuris, Hebrew, you read it in the way the regular Megillah is written, halacha lemaisa, you're Yotze. Because again, I think the hashkafa of it is that even if your mind doesn't understand it, your heart and your soul most certainly do. All right, we will stop over here. And Emir Tashem, on Sunday, we will continue with Parak Beis, Mishnayis, Beis, and Gimel. Wishing everyone a good Shabbos.